You are listening to Pucked in the Head on Civil Radio 101.7 FM, serving Abbotsford, Mission, Chilliwack, and all points in between. My name is Jason Carello. I'm here with Russell Arbuthnot, and this is the Orchid Highway.
In the head.
The Russian national hockey team led off the ice by Ilya Kovalchuk at the recent World Championships after Canada pretty much dismantled them in the gold medal game.
They really did.
What do you think about this, man? This is not cool.
Pretty disrespectful, for sure. And I know that the IIHF wasn't terribly impressed either.
They actually have thought about or are thinking about imposing sanctions upon Team Russia. Now, to give a couple of guys credit, Alex Ovechkin, who was a late addition to the team after being eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I believe he only played two games,
He only played two games, but he stayed on the ice for the Canadian anthem and encouraged his teammates to get back on the ice.
Attempted to wave them back on, but I guess Kovalchuk's word goes.
Basically ushered them all off the ice. I don't remember ever hearing about this. I've heard of teams refusing to shake hands after a series, or players,
or certain players, or even coaches.
But nearly an entire team leaving the playing surface before the anthem is played at an international tournament.
Mm-hmm.
This does not really say much for Russia.
Sportsmanship.
Not that Russia has really been at the forefront of international relations lately.
It's true. They are not necessarily known for their good humor and friendliness towards others.
Have you ever heard of this before?
I have happening? Not. No, not that I can recall. Not that I have heard of. Not in any single other instance.
The closest thing that I can really think of is I'm sorry, I can't remember her name, and of course I have not researched anything, as is our wont. The American gymnast who, upon winning a silver medal, was famously photographed being unimpressed and then became an internet meme.
Well, I mean, the Russians in hockey you'll know better than me, was the famous line, was "they're going home." Somewhat similar in that the Russians in protest basically left the ice because they felt that the officiating was one-sided in Canada's favor.
But, I mean, that was not the case in this game.
No, it certainly wasn't the case in this game. But that would be the closest instance where sort of the same thing may kind of have happened.
Yeah, I just don't recall. I mean, a couple of years ago when the World Juniors, Russia in the gold medal game, came back, they beat the Canadians, I believe, 6-5. Mm-hmm. Came back from a 5-0 or 5-1 deficit in the gold medal game. Came, stormed back in the third period, won the tournament, and then shouted obscenities in Russian into the Canadian cameras for winning on Canadian soil. Not a lot of good sportsmanship coming out of Mother Russia right now.
No, not really. That comes from the top down, I suppose. But again, as you said, good on Alex Ovechkin for attempting, anyways, to get his teammates back on the ice.
I do highly recommend to any and all listeners to check out John Oliver's segments on Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. He does a great job on his HBO television show talking about the one, the only, Putin.
I cannot speak to that because I have not watched him.
We are in a glorious position today. We're recording on False Creek. We're overlooking the gorgeous False Creek. It's a lovely day. You've just completed a soccer game.
I have.
In which you scored twice and I missed it.
Yeah. Jason, why did you miss it? What possibly could you have been doing that was more important than watching your Pucked in the Head cohort play soccer?
I thought I was going to a Vancouver Whitecaps 2 game at UBC at Thunderbird Stadium, and apparently cannot. I don't know my numbers is the problem.
Twos can sometimes look like fives.
Twos and fives sometimes look alike. In this case, they did not. I've checked the website again. It definitely said 2 o'clock. Somehow I thought it was at five, and I traveled up to UBC. I started walking up to the stadium. It was strangely empty.
Strangely.
And then I checked my my trusty iPhone, and the game had, in fact, been completed for well over an hour by the time I arrived.
That's a decent trek, though, at least. You ate some sushi.
I stopped at...
some West End sushi.
I stopped at a rather famous Broadway eatery, let's say. Well, because that's the name of the restaurant, the eatery. And got myself a couple of overpriced rolls, but enjoyed it thoroughly.
Fantastic. And here we are now.
And that could possibly be the worst segue in the world, moving into soccer talk. So maybe we won't talk about soccer right now.
Okay.
Because that segue was so awful.
We just don't deserve.
We don't deserve to talk about soccer right now. What I would like to talk about, though, is something that is equally overpriced, if not more so.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Babcock being signed to coach the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
Being paid more money than any coach has ever been paid before. And
in the NHL.
Possibly may even be paid again. He's making Phil Jackson money.
Mm-hmm. Belichick money. I think Belichick's at $8 million a year, and I think Babcock's first 2 or 3 years of his contract are up around that mark, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Money is ridiculous.
Yeah. Jason, here's my prediction. Before this season is over, this upcoming season is over, both Phil Kessel and Dion Phaneuf are out of Toronto.
You think they're both going to be moved?
Yes.
Why both of them? Do you think they are the
same? I don't think they're Babcock-type players.
You don't think they're Babcock material?
I don't think so. Well, here's the other thing.
Who's going to take them?
Somebody will take them. He's the worst body of any hockey player you've ever seen.
He looks like a down and out Subway sandwich.
It's true.
Who's going to take him?
Somebody will take him. They'll find takers for him. Keep in mind, they can retain as much salary as they need to in order to move them, right?
But what are they going to move Phaneuf to Arizona?
Arizona probably can't afford
him. Who's going to take this guy?
I think that the new team in Las Vegas will be happy to take him.
But that means, because you just said they're going to be gone by the end of this season.
I believe so.
So that means the new team in Las Vegas has to not only be up and announced and running, but trading somehow. Because they haven't even done it. There's no draft. They don't have a roster.
It doesn't even exist.
It doesn't exist.
I was being facetious.
I heard one excellent question. Somebody was, I believe it was a TSN radio poll. They were asking, will Las Vegas win a cup before the Leafs?
Possibly.
And someone else chimed in saying, I think it would be even better if a second Toronto franchise
won a cup
before the Leafs.
You never know in this wacky world that Gary Bettman has created.
I like the fact that Babcock is coming to a Canadian team. I don't like the fact that he's calling Toronto Canada's team. And that was made quite plain that people across the country do not agree with this assessment.
Yeah.
But
where did that come from anyways?
It was during his press conference welcoming him to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I guess what I know where I sorry, I know the source, I suppose, but like what was asked of him?
I believe the question was along the lines of, what are your priorities as coach of this team? And
it was for them to be widely recognized as Canada's team.
No, one of the things that he basically didn't say that. He said, it's time to put Canada's team back on the map. So his first step is...
Sounds like someone who hasn't lived in Canada for a very long time, because if he did live in Canada, he would recognize that the Maple Leafs have been firmly entrenched on the Canadian map, whether those of us on the West Coast like it or not.
I believe he meant put it back on the playoff map, I believe was what he was saying. To get the Toronto Maple Leafs into the postseason, first of all, and to make them... I think what he was trying to say was he wants to make them
relevant again.
Respected. Again. Where, so they're not the Maple Laughs anymore. And I mean, I think coming into the organization, I think that's a legitimate goal. That has to be one of the goals.
I'm sure Shanahan would share in that sentiment as well.
On the other hand, to call them Canada's team, I think, is overreaching.
Yes, but much like everything else that comes out of Toronto, it seems to
fit
right in.
Well, and even think of where he spent the last decade. Hockey Town.
Yes, yeah.
They've dubbed themselves Hockey Town.
Yeah, that's true, too.
To be fair, he took the Red Wings every season he was there into the postseason, even in years when... they probably should not have made it.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of backed in this year.
Well, this year they were, yeah, that's true. I mean, a couple of years ago was the tightest. I think it came down to
the last game.
The last game, and they basically just squeaked in. But, you know, that whole, it's going to be interesting to me to see exactly how Detroit moves forward. I don't see them falling off very much, personally. I mean, to me, it's the drafting that has more or less got them there, and the development. I mean, they've been able to find, I mean, it's not a secret, to find late draft picks and turn them into some very, very, very good NHL caliber hockey players.
Well, and we've talked about this before. You don't see Datsyuk on other rosters. Those don't exist.
Exactly.
The Datsyuks.
Yeah.
I have to go back to Vancouver taking a flyer on Pavel Bure in the late rounds.
Well, and that was, yeah.
And that was because of political reasons, not because anybody thought he wasn't going to play.
Exactly, yeah.
Datsyuk was just in a men's league somewhere in Siberia. And just flew under everybody's radar.
Yeah.
The thing that Toronto, though, has is resources. They can put as much money into developing a good scouting program to teaching well at the minor leagues,
but they haven't done it.
But look at the guys who have been in charge. You've got guys like Brian Burke, who ego was what drove him most of the time. Even most of the pieces that are in Calgary right now were not put there by Brian Burke. They were put there by Jay Feaster before him. I don't even remember in Anaheim before they win their cup and Brian Burke hoisted the cup with them.
Yeah.
Was he the mastermind behind that roster?
No, not at all. No, it was Brian Murray.
So how much of Brian Burke's bluster can really be trusted here?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of his biggest successes was really getting the Sedins. Anyways, we digress there. You don't see any of that ego in Mike Babcock? But because to me, that... aside from the piles of money, obviously, which is probably the main motivating factor to go to Toronto, why on earth would you want to go there?
Well, his choices were between Toronto and Buffalo.
Well, yeah.
Rather go to Buffalo?
Those were his own choices. I mean, he could have gone to probably any team that had a vacancy.
Okay. Where would you rather be?
San Jose.
So he is... the most decorated coach in hockey right now. Now, he's only won one Stanley Cup, as far as I remember, but he's got two back-to-back gold medals with Canada's team. He's the only guy to win Stanley Cup, gold medal, world championship, and I think a junior gold medal. I'm not sure about that one. But he could go anywhere he wants to go. What's left for him to do? If he turns around the Toronto Maple Leafs, he is going to go down in the pantheon as rivaling Scotty Bowman as the best coach ever.
Possibly.
If he's the guy who
leads... got to win a few more cups before he gets there.
If he turns around the Toronto Maple Leafs, he is going to be lauded as a hero. There's going to be apotheosis.
He's still got to win a few more cups.
All I'm saying is the Toronto Maple Leafs have been a laughingstock since 1967. they need somebody to turn stuff around. Mike Babcock, if he does it, he is going to be there. There will be statues in the street of this guy.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. So then are you saying that, yes, it's ego driven?
I think that from a professional standpoint,
that's the biggest challenge.
You have a bucket list of things you want to do. He's already won a cup. He's already coached some of the best players who have ever lived. What else? He's coached Olympic golds. What else is left for him to do? The biggest challenge in hockey right now is salvaging the Toronto Maple Leafs.
To me, it still comes down to the cups. I don't care that they managed to make the playoffs for the first time in a decade.
That's expected from him in Toronto. They've given him.
That's a pretty lofty goal. If they're planning on going from not making the playoffs to winning the Stanley Cup,
that's how most champions are built. The Leafs are in a good position to draft really well this year and next year, and possibly the next year after that. So
they have been for the, like you just said, they have been for the last 10 years.
And they had the wrong people in the wrong places making the bad choices.
Well, Babcock's just a coach.
But now, a mind trust, a brain trust that has Mike Babcock and Brendan Shanahan and those guys making decisions together, I think they are in a better position to plan forward than they have been in quite some time.
We'll see.
I have more faith in Shanahan and Babcock than I ever did in Burke and
Randy Carlyle.
Randy Carlyle, thank you very much.
Randy Carlyle is a very, very good coach.
I don't.
He has as many cups as Babcock.
I don't think that he is the right coach for guys like Phaneuf.
Okay.
I think there's too much of Carlyle basically coming in and saying when I was a player.
Phaneuf has had a number of coaches that he has underperformed for.
True enough. I mean, he didn't perform particularly well in his last year in Calgary, and that's why he was moved out of there. Mm-hmm. But.
And how many coaches have they gone through in Toronto? Four now?
Oh, I don't even know.
Ron Wilson, Carlisle, Horacek, and now we're at Babcock.
I don't see Babcock getting fired in two seasons.
No, neither do I. Hence why I think Phaneuf is going to be moved, because I don't see him turning his career around at the drop of a hat simply because Mike Babcock is there.
When Trevor Linden took over the Vancouver Canucks, I think we're going to see organizational change in the Leafs organization. And you're not just going to see personnel changes on the ice. You're going to see an organizational shift now.
We'll see. They don't have a general manager right now, so they've got some space to fill there too.
And don't be surprised if that job goes to somebody who is basically in Babcock's pocket.
Possibly. Which may be another reason why he's there.
Which is, it's a strange thing to hire the coach before you hire the GM. Mm-hmm. Normally the GM brings in his guy.
True. So in but this I think case, if you have the opportunity at getting a Mike Babcock, you don't turn that down regardless of, you know, who your general manager is or potentially maybe.
So it's going to be a very interesting couple of seasons for the Leafs. I still don't see them making the playoffs for a couple of seasons.
It depends, I think. Well, they need to get their goaltending shored up first and foremost, which has been a recurring theme for them. But
Maybe they could bring in somebody from Philadelphia because they have so many goaltenders.
They've got so many quality goaltenders. Tenders.
On down, and the big M said, pass the puck to me. Leafs Nation, they say, never gives up for dead, even when in the standings it's gloomy. When the ACC's full, 19,000 will cheer, but the Maple Leafs often come empty. The good blue and white squeeze their hockey sticks tight, while the other team scores and it's plenty. Captain Phaneuf doesn't do quite enough, and the second line could be much finer. while the goalie was masked, it was not to grasp, and the fans started tossing their jerseys. As the losses increased and the confidence ceased, the Leafs were a fast-sinking vessel. Coach Horacek said, "This is quite a wreck, but I don't put the blame all on Kessel." In the midwinter frost, playoff dreams were all lost. Not even a miracle could save it. But the brain trust cried not for each pointless game brought them closer to Connor McDavid. It's been near 50 years since the Stanley Cup years, though some early wins gave us some teasing. Now through the years, it's emphatically clear it's the wreck of the Maple Leaf season.
Ba-da-da-dun-dun-da-dun-dun-dun. Ba-da-da-dun-dun-da-dun-dun.